Parliament yesterday passed a 17.5% special petroleum tax on Ghanaians as presented in the budget. The sitting, which saw the minority walk out of Parliament, was characterized with heated debates for and against the tax. Despite this, the one-sided House approved the special petroleum tax bill 2014 after taking it through all the stages a few hours after the 2015 budget was presented. The imposition of the tax will lead to marginal increases in petroleum products. Presenting the report of the Finance Committee for approval of the special tax, the chairman of the committee, James Afechi, said the revenue target for 2015 has taken into account the revenues to be raised from the special petroleum tax from this month to December 2015. To this, and the bill was considered to be of urgent nature, hence the need to pass it in one day. We bring you this report by parliamentary correspondent Dominic Nogi and Augustus Akwi.
The 2015 budget and economic policy of government outlined fiscal policies aimed at creating an even tax regime. The budget outlined other tax administrative measures geared towards improving efficiency and revenue generation. According to the chairman of the Finance Committee, James Avegi, the special petroleum tax is part of the measures adopted by government to increase revenue generation and improve revenue collection from petroleum products. He said the tax will affect petrol, diesel, LPG, natural gas and kerosene.
The committee was also informed that an amount of 1.541 billion Ghana cedis is expected to be realized from the implementation of the tax between November 2014 and December 2015. The minister further explained that the amount will be used to support the implementation of the 2015 budget to meet social intervention goals. He said an amount of 110 million Ghana cedis is expected to be realized from the implementation of the tax between now and December 2014. The imposition of the tax will lead to a marginal price increase in petroleum products. The implementation of the tax will result in marginal effects on the export prices of petroleum products as follows: that a premium fuel will have no effect, that the increase is nil. The RFO, the increase is also nil. The LPG gas will have a reduction in price by 9.8%. That the premium will increase by only 3%. Kerosene will also increase by only 2.8%. Gas oil also increased by only 3%. And the MGO will increase by 3.2%.
The MP for New Drabin South, Dr. Sibe Yeboah, said the tax will bring untold hardship on the people, as any increase in petroleum prices will mean an increase in goods and services.
So is this president working for us?
No!
At a time when the minister himself admits that crude oil prices are on the decline on the world market, he comes to the house and seeks to increase prices on petroleum products. I recall the former president, President Mills of blessed memory, saying he will reduce fuel prices drastically. We demand same now.
Yeah.
Supporting the approval of the tax, the member for Ketu South and Minister of Food and Agriculture, Fifi Kweti, explained that government needs resources to provide social services, hence they need to raise enough money through taxes to execute development projects.
Really, what the people of Ghana need across the 275 constituencies represented in this house is development. I wish to particularly commend the Ministry of Finance for being thoughtful enough not to bring about a tax increment like what we have, for example, in 2001, when petrol price jumped from 6,000 old cedis to 10,000, and the following year jumped from 10,000 to 20,000. We are obviously very mindful of the need of not imposing such harsh tax increases on our people. We are a lower middle income country, and therefore resources need to be raised to be able to push forward the development of our country. We need to be able to make marginal sacrifices for that development.
That was a report by parliamentary correspondents Augustus Akwi and Dominic Nogi.
Meanwhile, the deputy minority leader, Dominic Nitiwu, explaining the walkout, said the side's move was to protest what he called an obnoxious law. He called on Ghanaians to reject the new law. He spoke with Augustus Akwi on the rationale for the walkout.
This same government in 2008 and 2012, Minnesota said they will not introduce any new taxes. So why should we sit and help them to introduce new taxes? When everybody is complaining in Ghana, there's hardships, you are introducing new taxes, particularly on petroleum, to bring on two hardships, and you want the opposition to join you. We cannot be part of that. We cannot be part of a government that is so uncaring, that is so insensitive to people's plight. Who is not complaining in Ghana? Look, you are a journalist. Who in Ghana is not complaining that there's hardship? Everybody is complaining. There's not a single person who is not complaining. Everybody is complaining that things are very hard. And you are seeking to impose more hardships by imposing a VAT of 17.5%. You want us to be sitting down there. We made our point all right to enter the hands up. We also use the strongest possible way to let the government know that we are not supporting them. We support them by walking out. That's why we walked out.
But did you see the introduction of this tax coming on the day the budget was ready? Did you see it coming?
We knew of it because the IMF had come in February to tell them they should do this, and the government rejected it. They said, look, it will bring hardship to the people of Ghana and they will not do it. 2 days ago, the IMF met us and told us categorically that they have told the government that this is the way we want you to go, and the government has accepted. So they wanted to talk to the opposition. So we told them point blank, we won't be part of it. So we knew it was coming. It's not just today. So we had planned for it. That's why you had the placards that reduced fuel drastically. Because we wanted to tell them, you should be reducing fuel. Watch fuel, which was selling at $150 per barrel, that has reduced to $75. Not only are you refusing to reduce fuel, you're actually increasing the price by smuggling this obnoxious law. I think that is unfortunate.
This government
is very insensitive.
Don't you think it's our over-dependence on the Bretton Woods institution that is causing all this conundrum?
But the MPP administration in 2006 had wound itself off the IMF. So it is the NDC that went rushing back to the IMF and said, we can't do the job, come and help us. So it's the NDC government. They're just incompetent, they're insensitive, and I think that the people of Ghana should kick them off.
So were you to be on the other side, and what difference...
We will not do what they are doing, simple talk. We will not do what they are doing. And there's no way an MPP government will do this. We will not have even gone to the IMF, because we will not have run that the country they have done to the extent that we ran back to the IMF. So it's not even possible for us to do this. No government, if they haven't gone to the IMF, they won't do this. It's the IMF policy, okay? It's just the IMF. People should reject it. Rather, you know, should go on the streets. People should reject it. Look, taxi drivers should, everybody should reject it. Why? What crime have we done? Why? Gas is going up. Everything is going. Why? What have we done? That when prices on the world market are going down, rather in Ghana, we are increasing. America has been reducing fuel to the extent that today, fuel has been sold at $3. Ghana today, we are selling fuel over $4. A developed country like America, what have we done to these people? Why this insensitiveness?